sideways, like Dick Cheney, we don't like them anymore. And the Democrats used to call Dick Cheney a war criminal. He was one of the worst people of all time. Now they love Dick Cheney. Here's Tim Walz saying, hey, Republicans, Dick Cheney gives you the green light. We don't like Dick Cheney, but Tim Walz wants you to know, vote with Dick Cheney. Clip 11.
And I do this. I believe this.
Yeah.
There is still a core group of folks out there. You know, your point being, and not joke, the don't tread on me, the Reagan piece of this, the libertarian piece, but the constitutional piece.
Yes.
There are a lot of people out there. I think Liz Cheney and Dick Cheney give permission to those folks who want to find a reason to do the right thing.
Do the right thing, yeah. Liz Cheney, Dick Cheney, a disgrace on the face of the Republican Party. And now they're with the Democrats. Thank goodness. These people are purging themselves from the party, and now they're just in with the Democrats. It's like, how can you not see that if you're an anti-establishment Democrat, if you're a true liberal progressive that voted for Obama because he promised to end the wars, that voted for Obama because you were against the Bush administration, you were against the Dick Cheneys. Now you're begging for their endorsement. You're embracing them. You're promoting them. Beautiful. Wonderful, yes. This is an organic purge of the Republican Party, an organic purge of the Republican swamp creatures. Dick Cheney says, vote for Kamala. Tim Walz says, hey, the Cheneys give you the green light. You can vote Democrat this election. Oh, yes, because Trump supporters and Republican voters are taking advice from Dick Cheney. Mm-hmm. Seems like you're the only people taking advice from him now. Speaking of Liz Cheney, some developments here from the House, the Committee on the House Administration Subcommittee on Oversight, and then America First Legal. Text messages reveal Liz Cheney communicated with Cassidy Hutchinson about her select committee testimony without Hutchinson's attorney's knowledge, despite Cheney knowing it was unethical. So now America First Legal has filed a bar complaint on behalf of Stephen Passantino. That was the lawyer that Cheney avoided. Against former Congresswoman Liz Cheney for secret communications with J6 committee witness Cassidy Hutchinson. So remember, it was Cassidy Hutchinson that went on in her testimony, now obviously influenced, if not coached, if not scripted by Liz Cheney, and said that, you know, Trump turned into the Octo Ninja MMA cage fighter and was fighting off Secret Service and, you know, trying to take over the beast. And, you know, oh, my gosh, this impossible scene that they're describing. I mean, just complete and utter nonsense. And that was her official testimony. This complete garbage, this complete nonsense. Did Cheney write that script? Did Cheney tell her to say that? The lawyer obviously didn't know. He's now involved in a lawsuit against her. So, see, that's what happens when you take advice from a numbskull, from a bird brain, from the seed of a war criminal like Liz Cheney. Hey, go say that Trump tried to take over the beast, reached across, was battling four Secret Service agents, and took over the car, trying to ram it. And you took that advice, and now you look like an idiot. And now you look like a fool. And now you might be involved with some legal problems. Not very bright, are you? Not very bright. Too bad for you. Well, that's what you get when you deal with these ghouls. That's what you get when you deal with these ghosts, the ghosts of the Republican Party, now helping the Democrats win power for the deep state, for the military-industrial complex. Speaking of ghosts and ghouls, you know, Halloween is just around the corner, and we've got some brand new Halloween merchandise for you. It's not too late if you order it before Halloween. New Halloween merchandise for you at thealexjonesstore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, the globalists are trying to shut down InfoWars, but we're seeing a lot of support. And no matter what happens to InfoWars, we've got a lot of backers and sponsors that are going to make sure my broadcast stays on the air one way or another, and they're able to bring the crew along with us and have reporters and maybe even expand. But that is up to you. So we make it easy. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get great Patriot t-shirts, like this limited edition InfoWars shirt that is a fundraiser, and so many others. They also have a lot of special limited edition shirts that are only offered for a few weeks. I'm about to show you two of those right now. There are a whole bunch of new limited edition Halloween designs with a political message. I love this one. It's Trump, the little ghost, with the blonde hair. He's got his fist raised, fight, fight, fight. He's got the streak of blood on his ear. It's a great conversation piece. This shirt will only be available for a few weeks at thealexjonesstore.com, and it keeps us on the air. And so let me tell you, that's really scary to the New World Order. Now, if you think that last shirt scares the hell out of the Democrats, this one will really make them mad. Plus, it's worth a lot of laughs with conservatives, Christians, populists, and people that just hate tyranny. It says on the front, well, I was going to go this Halloween as a Democrat, but I couldn't fit my head all the way up my you-know-what. Again, this shirt and so many others available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. Check out the ball caps. We've added some amazing supplements on the site. And every time you buy a product, you get entered 5 times in the raffle, in the sweepstakes, to win the incredible Dodge Prospector Turbo Diesel, most incredible truck out there, experts say, and $10,000 cash. That's $140,000+ value. And there's so much more happening. Be sure and check out thealexjonesstore.com. And regardless, it's going to help my broadcast stay on the air one way or another. So it's vital you go there now, thealexjonesstore.com.
So Charlemagne has his talk show with the Breakfast Club, and they mostly promote Democrats and Democrat Party values. Rarely will they get a guest on there that's either an avid Trump supporter or even a Trump surrogate, but they did, and that's RNC co-chair Laura Trump. Now, she's very well-spoken. She's very well-rounded on the issues and policies, and she really did a great job. And this is what I've been saying. You know, the new RNC leadership is better than the old RNC leadership. They're probably still not everywhere where they need to be as far as the legal fights and the battles to ensure fair election results. But the media press that they do is pretty good. They do really well representing it as far as the media is concerned, lacking on the legal aspect, which is probably more important. But nonetheless, you got to give it to Laura Trump. She goes into the lion's den and gives the information here to the Charlemagne Breakfast Club audience that they need to hear here in clip 3.
But the prices are up.
Inflation is not down nearly enough.
2.5%.
You can bring inflation down significantly. And I think if we had an energy independent country, it would really help.
Is that 2.5%?
Yeah. I was going to ask, you know, a lot of people feel that Trump is racist. And what do you say to that? You know, in 73, of course, it was when he got sued for not renting to African-Americans. And 89, when he took out the ad in the paper. And, I mean, even saying Obama wasn't born here and show his birth certificate. And there's numerous things. So what do you say to that?
Well, I think that's ridiculous. I've known this man for 16 years. And, you know, you can go to each of those incidents and, you know, there was never any proof of anything with the houses that you're talking about.
He settled out for that, though. Right?
Yeah, they settled that. And there was no admission of anything there. You know, Central Park Five, there were so many people. You had a Democrat, governor, Democrat, DA who prosecuted the guys, and they admitted to it. There were a lot of people in New York at that time.
They were exonerated and freed, and there was never an apology, never sorry, never a my bad.
However, I will say that you have to look at somebody and what they actually have done. And Donald Trump really was very beneficial to the black community when he was in the White House. I will say I've never seen this man say a racist thing. I think the attacks are fairly why is that funny, Charlemagne?
I'm just laughing. It's hysterical. But I mean,
because
people
listen,
act like there's no such thing as Google, or we don't have TV, we don't
have
radio.
Well, what is it that you think that he said?
When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, They're rapists.
This morning, a bitter backlash after President Trump referred to Haiti and African nations as S-hole countries during a meeting on immigration Thursday.
This remark by the president of the United States smacks of blatant racism.
Here's what I'll say. You know, this is a man who, as I said in the beginning, was beloved by so many people in this country. Mm-hmm. And he was friends with everybody.
A lot of celebrities.
Jesse Jackson, by the way.
Please don't. His please Rainbow don't do Coalition. That he had black friends. That's not going to work.
No. He let them stay rent-free in one of his buildings, the Rainbow Coalition, because he felt like at the time that was a very important thing. You can go pick apart somebody all you want. It is a traditional talking point to attack Republicans, to call them racist. But when you look at the things that he wants for this country, he wants every person to be successful. He wants black Americans to be successful, Hispanic Americans to be successful, women to be successful. And he worked that way when he was in the White House. And whether you want to talk about actually funding in perpetuity historically black colleges and universities, whether you want to talk about the First Step Act that allowed 30,000 nonviolent felons to be released from prison.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, the alexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at the alexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at the alexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at the alexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.